As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk Live, we like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Ooh, Magical Frank, the engineer, and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about acid reflux a little bit today. We've talked about it somewhat in the past, but we're going to go more in depth today. Also, we're going to be talking about frailty and what that may mean in the healthcare industry if you're considered frail. Also, we're going to talk about, if we get enough time, what do men really want, especially when it comes to their health? So, got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, as you know. And I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and hope you are too. Praying for righteous leadership, God's hand of protection be on this nation, and rise up righteous men of valor to lead us, right? Because that's what we need. We need righteousness restored. We need a land of common sense and moral values. Hey, in my devotional today, I was reading this little prayer. It was really cute. I want to share it with you. It says, keep walking with me along the path I've chosen for you. Your desire to live close to me is a delight to my heart. And it says, my way for you, together we will forge a pathway up the high mountain. The journey may be arduous at times, but I require you just to think closely of me and take my hand, cling to it for strength and direction. Though the path is difficult at times and the scenery not so pretty, there are sparkling surprises just around the bend. Stay on the path I have selected for you, and it is truly the path of life. So there you go. God's promises. And you know what God says? He can't lie. And that's pretty much paraphrased out of your scripture from Psalms 37 and 16. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got first up in the quack report? New study. Let's see. This was study financed by the National Institute of Health back in 2012, but here's the report. Sleeping pills could be linked to increase your risk of death and cancer. The study suggests that when you take medications to sleep, it could increase your risk of getting certain cancers. So sleeping pills linked to high risks. So the Ambien, the Lunesta, the Sonata, these and barbiturates and sleep sedatives and antihistamines, benzodiazepines, all these things increase those risks. Let's see, there was a book written by Daniel Kuiperk, MD, The Dark Side of Sleeping Pills, and he says that the study extends the findings pointing to not only you're more likely to die sooner using sleeping pills, you're more likely to get a cancer risk of 35% greater. So he goes on to say the U.S. Food and Drug Administration documents some of the newer sleeping pills on the market that have showed all these pills cause cancer in lab animals, but the results were not published. So sleeping pills can help you fall asleep on average, he says, 13 minutes faster, but you'll sleep only 11 minutes longer overall. All right, moving along the quack report. Personally, I wouldn't use that sleep stuff. I'd use herbs. You want some herbs to sleep? You know, the powerherbs.com can help you out. All right, let's see. What else? Dental x-ray. Everybody's had one. But have you had a panoramic dental x-ray? Well, if you have, they say it increases your risk of brain cancer. A study in the Journal of Cancer shows that people that have those panoramic dental x-rays can develop a brain tumor, this according to CNN Health, it's a meningioma brain tumor, and then you have a two-fold increase likelihood of having this type of cancer when you get those panoramic bite wing x-rays. So depending on your age when you get the x-rays done, and if you get them fairly regularly, you're 1.5 to almost 2 times more likely to develop the brain tumor. So watch the x-rays, people. Moving along on the quacker. Anybody out there use a neti pot? Do you know what a neti pot is? Well, it's one of those little pots, almost looks like a tiny little tea kettle, that people use for sinus infections. It's a natural way to break up the congestion. Well, two Louisiana residents have died using infected water in their neti pots. And what they got was a brain-eating amoeba from the water. So the amoeba can lurk in contaminated tap water. And what these victims found out was, you know, they put it in their neti pot and they irrigated their sinuses and it traveled to their brain. Tap water can be, you know, full of contaminants, and amoebas is one of them. So you have to use sterile, distilled, or boiled water when you want to do that. These amoebas thrive in warm freshwater sources, especially lakes, hot springs. Also, poorly maintained swimming pools and rivers. It's typical to the southern states, and this would happen in Charlotte, North Carolina, with their water rapids park. They had to drain the whole thing when somebody got an amoeba and died. So once it gets in your nose, it travels to your brain and destroys the brain tissue there. If you have this, initial symptoms usually happen within 12 days. Starts with a headache, fever, nausea, vomiting, stiff neck. Then the infection goes to confusion, loss of balance, seizure, hallucinations, and then death. So usually in less than 2 weeks, a person expires of that. Be careful out there. All right, last but not least in the quack report, here are a few interesting little things about watermelon. Everybody loves watermelon, especially in the summertime. So refreshing, you know. Well, watermelon has more lycopene than tomatoes do, raw tomatoes. So compared to a large fresh tomato, a cup of watermelon has almost 1.5 times more lycopene compared to a tomato. Great antioxidants. Also, watermelon juice, if you drink watermelon juice, they say it could relieve muscle soreness. They say if you take fresh watermelon and you juice it and drink it, then do your workout, the amino acids help to seem to protect you against muscle pain. Also, they say watermelon is a fruit and a vegetable at the same time. So watermelon is related to cucumbers, pumpkin, and squash. And it's a part vegetable and part fruit, but you can eat the rind. It's edible. Also, you can eat watermelon rind and seeds. Most people just throw them away. But if you put them in a blender and mix it in with a little lime, it's a very refreshing, healthy drink. Not only does the rind contain plenty of healthy promoting blood-building chlorophyll, but the rind will actually contain more amino acids than the pink part of the watermelon itself. And amino acids are real important for heart health and immune system strength, and has a lot of therapeutic value. The white part of the rind is it works like a diuretic if you have too much fluid retention. Also, watermelon seeds are edible and actually quite healthy for you. They contain iron and zinc and protein and, of course, fiber. And, of course, the watermelon seed, even the seedless watermelons aren't genetically modified. They are just hybridized watermelon. And most of the watermelon is water. 91% water is what your watermelon's made out of. That's why it's called watermelon. And some watermelon are yellow. I haven't actually seen one of those lately. A yellow crimson watermelon, sweeter than the red one. And the yellow ones have a honey flavor to them. Almost like, I guess, a honeydew rather than the crimson sweet pink one. So there you go. Some watermelon tidbit info for you. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to get into this acid reflux topic here. You know, acid, a lot of digestive illness lately. The other day we touched on gallbladder disease and how we can sidestep that, and even if we have gallstones, how we can flush them out. If you missed the show, you're going to have to hit the archive. Check it out. All right, according to Healthline.com and general practitioner Dr. George Kukrick of San Francisco, in the United States we have 60% of the population having digestive ill health problems, including acid reflux or GERD, which stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease. Now, this is 7 million people, and doctors report our risk of developing these conditions is higher if we're overweight or obese. And patients usually follow their doctor's advice, and they manage their symptoms with a bunch of medications. So why are so many people experiencing acid reflux and other digestive issues? Well, we're going to check it out and see if we can get at the cause and eliminate the problem. Well, let's look at the statistics quickly. It's not just adults that are experiencing these problems. It has becoming more common to see these problems in 42% of infants and 84% of children. The elderly haven't escaped it either. 27% are affected by ill digestive health. Now, statistics show that between 1998 and 2005, the number of hospitalizations increased for digestive illness by 216%. So health experts report 1,100 deaths occur annually due to digestive health problems. Well, here's a quote from, this is Dr. Dean Schieshusen. He's from the American Academy of Family Physicians. He says this: I see people daily who are treated for GERD. It may not be why they are in my clinic, but I am definitely seeing them every day. End of quote. Wow. Well, what are the symptoms? Well, nearly everyone will experience a little indigestion or a little heartburn from time to time. And it most often accompanies, you know, a little overeating or eating types of foods we don't normally eat. And for this reason, people will search for the over-the-counter digestive aids during the holidays. However, with acid reflux, it is a recurring problem. And this condition shouldn't be swept under the rug with a bunch of antacids because it can cause the following health problems. You can get serious abdominal pain. You can have respiratory problems like trouble breathing. You can get tooth erosion, bad breath, and dry mouth. You can have damage to the esophagus and problems swallowing. You can also experience lots of nausea and vomiting. Spasms of the digestive tract come into play, as well as chest tightness, hoarseness, feeling food is stuck in your throat, throat tightness, wheezing, and asthma. Well, what does medicine report the cause is of this problem? Well, doctors tell patients that acid reflux is really a symptom of overeating and being overweight, and this puts a lot of pressure on the stomach, and it can push up undigested food into the esophagus. Other conditions they report are pregnancy that can offer the same conditions. Additionally, wearing clothing that's too tight around the waist, smoking or breathing in secondhand smoke, and hiatal hernia are said to be the cause. Well, what about the trigger foods that don't help the situation whatever? Okay, not at all. Well, gastroenterologists will caution their patients to avoid foods and beverages that can trigger or bring on an attack of acid reflux and indigestion and so forth and make the condition worse. So they say avoid your fried foods, citrus, chocolate, coffee and tea, beer and wine. Beer, by the way, will double the production of your stomach acids. Also soda, alcohol, cabbage, mayonnaise, milk, salty foods, that's what your processed salt, and preserved or smoked meats seem to be, you know, triggers. Well, what does medicine do about this? The medical treatments, well, if you get these digestive problems, which will net the healthcare industry about $3 billion a year. Goodness. Patients who seek medical treatment may have to pay for an upper or lower GI series of x-rays. That's where you, you know, drink that barium solution so that it'll reveal the digestive problems on the study. Other studies that the doctor may prescribe are endoscopy, which is a fiber optic tube that's inserted down the throat with a possible biopsy of tissues. Then there's esophageal acid level monitoring and also monometry measurements of your swallowing mechanism. So the drug therapy usually follows your studies. And by the way, an endoscopy itself is going to cost about $800. Here's a quote from Dr. Nicholas Sheeshan. He's director of the Center for Esophageal Disease and Swallowing at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He says this: the literature shows that 10 to 40% of upper endoscopies performed for GI concerns do not conform to clinical guidelines. And there is scant evidence to support the use of endoscopy in diagnosing GERD, acid reflux. Wow. Really, end of quote. Okay, so what about the drugs? Well, the doctors will prescribe drugs if the over-the-counter antacids, the proton pump inhibitors, and the pain relievers don't work. Oh, by the way, the proton pump inhibitors also cause a dependency and offer serious side effects and withdrawal or rebound effect. So doctors will use drugs such as antibiotics to clear bacteria, and this can cause digestive issues, the bacteria can, and they also can prescribe these drugs. One is called sucralfate. It's a drug that coats the esophagus and your stomach with a film, and the side effects are headache, dizziness, insomnia, diarrhea, vomiting, gas, feeling that the stomach is always full, stomach pain after eating, and difficulty swallowing. Now, the drug does offer serious allergic reactions such as rash, itching, swelling of the face, throat, and tongue, and trouble breathing. Now, this drug does not interact well with antibiotics, antacids, tetracycline, or thyroid medicines. And another drug they will prescribe is called metoclopramide. And this is a drug used to control the esophagus contractions and also to help move food out of the stomach faster. So the side effects are dizziness, drowsiness, tiredness, insomnia, agitation, headache, diarrhea. The serious side effects are mood changes, anxiety, confusion, depression, suicidal thoughts, decreased sexual function, unable to be still, pacing, muscle spasms, uncontrollable muscle movements, shaking, difficulty walking, a flat facial expression, abnormal breast milk production, enlarged and tender breasts, swelling of the hands and feet, and of course changes in menstruation in women. So the drug also does not interact well with antipsychotic drugs. Surprise. Now, another thing that the doctors will prescribe, of course, is your anti-inflammatory drugs, because usually acid reflux does inflame tissue, and so they'll prescribe those on top of everything else. Well, let's look at the over-the-counter drug side effects, because a lot of people rely on a lot of those proton pump and antacid products. So long-term use of drugs to control your symptoms of digestive disease is really going to offer a lot of side effects. And most people using antacids can experience diarrhea, constipation due to the aluminum and magnesium salts that are in the products. Now, calcium carbonate produces such as in your Tums can cause constipation. And in some cases, there is too much calcium and it causes kidney failure. So over-the-counter and the prescribed digestion medications actually change the way your body breaks down and uses nutrients, such as calcium, and should not be constantly used for more than just 3 weeks. So antacids are also going to interfere with the absorption of other prescription meds you may be on, such as heart medicines. Now, other popular drugs people take are the Tagamet and the Xanax. They tend to produce headaches, diarrhea, dizziness, and a rash. Now, if you also suffer from liver or nervous system disease, these conditions will actually exacerbate the side effects of those drugs. And long-term use of these types of drugs always offer a risk of stomach cancer. So any drug for heartburn or acid reflux should be used in a short burst or for no longer than a few weeks while you adjust your lifestyle. Otherwise, you're going to be switched from drug to drug, and you're still going to have severe digestive disease. So you want to do your homework on your over-the-counter and your prescription medications. All right, so what about some drugs that can make your acid reflux worse? Well, there are medications that can do that, and these drugs will actually relax the esophageal sphincter muscle, such as your calcium channel blockers, your dopamine, sedatives, and pain relievers. So this sphincter muscle is right at the end of the esophagus and the top of the stomach, and it closes off once you eat so that food that's being digested in the stomach doesn't come back up into the esophagus. So these drugs relax that muscle, and it doesn't close properly. These drugs can also delay the stomach from emptying food, passing the food to the small intestine. So those would be your calcium channel blockers. So beware of that. Drugs that can damage the esophagus and stomach lining are your Fosamax for osteoporosis, potassium and iron pills, if you're on those, antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory aids, aspirin, and ibuprofen like Motrin, Advil, Nuprin, and also the Nexoproxen, which is your Aleve, okay? People take those pain meds like, you know, candy, and they're not doing themselves really long-term any favor. So what about the acid? Okay, we have acid reflux. Can we address the acid, please? Okay, so if doctors are telling patients to use antacids and proton pump inhibitors, it suggests the digestive tract is creating too much acid. So if the body's creating too much acid, it suggests that there's too much alkalinity in the system. So according to Dr. Joseph Mercola, he reports that acid reflux is not from too much acid, but from a hiatal hernia where the acid leaves the stomach and goes where it shouldn't. So we look at the sphincter muscle that doesn't close off the esophagus from the stomach. So if the muscle's lazy, it's not going to completely close. So the heartburn is really a symptom of acid reflux, he says, and the condition can be brought on by overeating or eating a heavy meal, bending over, lifting, and also lying down before the food leaves the stomach to go to the small intestine. Well, since we're talking about the sphincter muscle, we mentioned some of the trigger foods, and one of them was chocolate. So this harmless piece of chocolate can trigger heartburn. Yeah, some foods create a chemical mechanism that would encourage heartburn. So chocolate's one of them. So how many times have you had a few, you know, chocolate chip cookies or maybe, you know, a fudge brownie and you got heartburn? How come the chocolate does that? Well, the chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or tranquilizer on the sphincter muscle. So the culprit chemical that is in chocolate is methylxanthine. And apparently chocolate does not provoke acid backwash in individuals that do not or rarely experience heartburn, but it does produce the problem for those who already suffer routinely from heartburn and acid reflux. Interesting. So what's the cause of the acid imbalance if there's one? Well, most people who develop an acid imbalance, it is because they are eating too much cooked food, they're not balancing, too much convenience and overly processed foods is in the diet, and it creates more alkalinity. And so it is also from a salt-free diet or using the processed salt instead of a sun-dried, unprocessed salt. So they have really depleted their hydrochloric acid in their stomach and small intestines. So your sun-dried organic salt, it's a sea salt, is going to improve that hydrochloric acid by helping digest your food, especially raw foods. Now, I personally stay away from the Himalayan because it's a mine salt, and it can have more shale in it, and that can clog kidneys. Also, eating smaller food portions, avoiding the food triggers, and eat more fresh and raw foods typically can go a long way to rebalance the acid problem. So if the acid problem is severe, what I do is add an ounce of Bragg's apple cider vinegar to each meal when I'm eating. Try not to dilute the vinegar, though. Take it straight. This will put the acid in the digestive tract, and then the stomach pumps will reduce their acid output. And then eventually, once you get your diet better balanced, you can, you know, peel back on that vinegar. But you'll also extract more protein from your food when you do that. Oh, I can see by the clock. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, I have more digestive tips, including some herbs that are going to go a long way of avoiding all the drugs you need for stomach problems like reflux. And also, we're just going to sidestep this whole problem and keep the money in our pocket instead of paying the doctor. I'll be right back.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Frank. Yeah, in the mood music. Love that stuff. Reminds me of World War II. Best generation, right? The doers, I'll get it done. Just give it to me and let me take care of it kind of group of people. I love World War II generation, best generation. Okay, right before the break, I left you with the cliffhanger of what kind of digestive herbs can we do to help us out to avoid the acid reflux or to deal with it, to get rid of it. Well, sometimes adjusting the lifestyle can take you a few weeks, and you are going to be reading some food labels and getting adjusted and getting in the habit of making your meals from fresh ingredients. If you want to get rid of acid reflux and heartburn, this is what you got to do. So in addition to your transition, you can add that Celtic sea salt I talked about for the hydrochloric acid, and then also some herbs that will help improve the digestion, take the pressure off, and reduce your symptoms are going to be some very basic herbs. And here's my list. Works every time. Fennel seed. Fennel seed will reduce the gas and bloating. Also, ginger root reduces your nausea, vomiting sensations. And slippery elm is great for stopping diarrhea in a skinny minute. Works on pets, too, by the way. Also, gentian root. Now, this will reduce your overeating if you have that habit. Also, it stops stomach aches and moves food out of the stomach to the small intestines much faster without having to take a drug. Also, willow bark and meadow sweet are great for pain and inflammation, okay? And marshmallow root will soothe the digestive tract that's irritated. And if you get a lot of spasms in the colon, then you can use a little lobelia herb, not too much, but a little, because it stops digestive spasms. And also fenugreek is great if you have the ulcer issue on top of all this. So I like to use the herbs in a tincture or an aged concentrate, an extract, if you will, because they're more potent, they're professional strength, and gets the job done. So I like to use the herbal tinctures instead of the capsules and tablets, which, you know, they got to be digested. So use the liquids because you skip the digestion altogether. It just goes to work in 60 seconds. So I have not really listed peppermint leaf for stomach aches or nausea or vomiting here because the menthol in the herb can make the acid reflux worse, and it should never, ever be given to infants, okay? Also, other herbs that can make heartburn worse would be some cayenne pepper, garlic, onion, and spearmint. Now, foods that will help improve digestive enzymes are going to be more of your fermented types like sauerkraut and kimchi and pickled beets and pickles. This is going to get that hydrochloric acid, the vinegar, kind of in there. So I'd add those to your diet. So, you know, follow through the ball's in your court. And if you're looking for the professional strength digestive herbs we mentioned, you want to call the experts, call Apothecary Herbs. They offer the herbs that I just listed. And most are found under their digestive tab in their catalog or on their website. So thepowerherbs.com is the website. Now that lobelia I mentioned is a product called Relaxation Formula. And also the fenugreek is going to be under the Herbal Tinctures tab. So you want to look for that if you have the ulcer issue. So you'll find also the unprocessed Celtic sea salt there, the sun-dried salts under the salt tab. And if you want to do a bowel cleanse to take even more pressure off the digestive system, you'll have to do a modified cleanse. And if you go to the cleanse section and you see the bowel cleanse there, you want to order only the bowel cleanse formula B. Don't order the kit, but just the formula B. And you can either call to order or use your search key on the internet if you want to find something online at thepowerherbs.com. Digestion health is within your grasp. You have the power to change it with the right tools and being proactive with your lifestyle. So take the power back. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and order or get a free product catalog. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com or call toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or if you're outside the U.S., 704 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 is the international number. And again, thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, and get better, right? Oh, yes, they got herb coupons, so ask about those. They're on their website as well. Might as well just save some money. Also, we're going to move on to our next topic, which is how frailty is going to affect everybody in healthcare. Do you know if you got evaluated for how frail you are, your system, what would it say? Do you know how frail you are? Well, this is a question scientists are asking. Healthcare providers are asking, and insurance companies and Affordable Care Act. We already know that Obama's dismantling the Medicare, Medicaid section. People are being denied treatment. You know, these people, especially under Medicare, you know, elderly people need certain things. It's kind of understood they're going to need hip replacement, knee replacement, or something like that. But they're being denied. So they're getting rid of all those treatments. And so one of the reasons they're hearing is they're too frail. Well, what are they looking for in the human body as a weakness to link it, to translate into frailty? And what do they see which would cancel out frailty and say you've got stamina and you've got a good constitution? Well, it looks like science wants to know when we'll be literally checking out, actually. So you can imagine if they proclaim that they have discovered a way to determine how much time you have left to live, even if you are not ill, and what, you know, what your value is to society. These values are all going to be plugged into your life insurance and health insurance, and it'll give them an attainable frailty score, basically. And what if science is going to be inaccurate about this? You know, maybe what happens if you're told you have your frailty score is too high and you have zero time left? You know, well, these are checks and balances they're going to use. And, you know, I think it can get really obnoxiously insane. Just taking all common sense out of the equation. So federal health regulators are possibly moving towards, especially with engineering, baby engineering, we've heard about that, and removing defective DNA cells from mothers and replacing them with someone else's DNA to supposedly prevent birth defects. I mean, so if they're going to be doing that, they're going to be looking at zero tolerance for defects and frailty, basically, down the road. So we have to ask, where will the modification of our creation end? If there is no line in the sand, well, they're going to be crossing it. If there's no line, what are we going to be expecting here? Let's see what science is up to, how this is going to impact our health down the road. Well, they're looking at biomarkers. Scientists are claiming that within a five-year window, they will be able to tell a healthy person when they can expect to die. So can you imagine the psychological impact that would have? So is it scientific knowledge that emotions can either, you know, elevate or suppress our immune system, and they give us that news? I mean, just, you know, okay, we already know what happens when people are told they have cancer. What about this, right? Okay, so experts are saying that our longevity can be predicted, and it can be predicted by four blood biomarkers. So what are biomarkers? Well, there are biological molecules that are in your blood. They're in your body fluids and tissues. And science says it can signal if there is a disease. They can tell. So according to their research, there's some new research that came out of Finland on these blood tests to help indicate when someone would die from an illness in the future. See, so you may not be ill yet, but you will in the future. Okay, so these four biomarkers, they say, seem to score a body's level of frailty. So scientists have called this the death test. I'm just like, when I read that, I went, really? They went there? Of course they did. So apparently they look at the biomarkers to see if they're out of sync, off kilter. And if they are, then they're saying that your level of demise is magnified 5 times. So scientists report that these biomarkers can indicate the way in which a person is going to die in the future, such as from heart disease or cancer, for instance. And according to Dr. Johannes Ketonen of the Institute of Molecular Medicine in Finland, your biomarkers are now a medical crystal ball. You know, they just want to take that judgment, that decision away from God when you're supposed to leave. See? All right, well, let's look at this quote from Dr. Johannes Ketonen, Institute of Molecular Medicine in Finland. He says this: we believe that in the future, these measures can be used to identify people who appear healthy, but in fact have serious underlying illnesses, and then guide them to the proper treatment. Well, okay. Some people might say that's a good thing. But you're going to be treated for something you don't have yet. Really? You have no symptoms? It's what are they going to do to you? All right, what's the flip side? Well, so science thinks they can tell healthy people, hey, look, your blood work says that you are a prime candidate for bypass surgery somewhere in the future. Your cardiovascular system is going to be kaput. In the future. Not now. Right now, it looks good. I mean, your heart's beating great. You got good blood pressure. Good pulses in your extremities. But in the future, doesn't look good. So they're going to say, why not take these heart drugs now so you can avoid that? And people are going to swallow that. They're going to go, oh, yeah, good idea. When we already know the cardiovascular drugs they have lead you to heart failure. So the people who don't do their homework or know any better are going to take these medicines, which is going to weaken the cardiovascular system and promote the heart disease. It's going to hasten it. So when they eventually do have heart failure, doctors are going to say, yep, we were right. Our prediction was right. See there? So the same thing can be said for cholesterol medicines and other drugs they're going to recommend. Or what if a doctor tells a young woman that they have the likelihood of breast cancer in the future, so why not just get a mastectomy now and avoid all that later on? So has anyone really considered the cost of treatments when they are not showing symptoms of official illness? It used to be illegal to treat someone for a condition they didn't have yet. The doctors couldn't legally prescribe anything unless you had a diagnosable disease that are symptomatic. So insurance companies, how are they going to approve all this treatment when you don't actually have any symptoms yet? It's the biomarkers, the crystal ball. It's the palm reader of medicine here. Okay, so what science can do is, up until now, they're told that they have been no tests that they can use to indicate a person may become ill with a disease. But the biomarker science area, you know, is this new level of frailty has really got them all excited, because they're going to push more medical treatments and drugs on people sooner than they need them. So researchers in Finland are stating that they have found 4 important biomarkers to reveal the person's future health risk. And most folks would agree that, you know, our diet dictates a lot when it comes to our health, right? So let's say a person is marked by medicine that they're going to die from some disease down the road. And let's say, hypothetically, the person does not know about it. And then changes their diet. They get into a really health fanatic routine. They change their lifestyle. They do regular exercise, drink a lot of clean water. And it changes the biomarkers. But if they don't go back and change it in the chart, what does that mean? Will that person's medical record be corrected? Can medicine and the insurance companies accept the correction based on lifestyle? Good questions. Or will this record be irreversible? It's like the shadow of death of biomarkers is on you forever. These are all ethical questions. Really need to be asked, I think. So what are the four biomarkers? That was another question I had. Out of the hundreds of biomarkers that science says, you know, that we have, what are the four that says, you know, you got the sign of death on you? Well, according to Finland research, they say it's the albumin, the alpha-1 acid, glycoprotein, the citrate and low-density lipoprotein particles. So we're told that these are all linked to liver and kidney functions, inflammation, immune system infections, metabolism energy, and vascular strength. So we should point out that the researchers in Estonia, they were kind of skeptical of this research from Finland, these new studies that were done supposedly, because when they do a study, you're supposed to be able to do it and get the same findings, right? It's supposed to be, you know, disclosure, supposed to be able to get, you know, that's how it goes usually in science. It's supposed to go like that. So they were supposed to get the same findings. So now science is saying Dr. Marcus Perola of the Institute of Health and Welfare, they're claiming that they can also predict mortality independent of disease. Huh. It's interesting. So do you suppose that science is soon and its medical doctors will be saying that nearly everyone's sick with some sort of disease, underdeveloped disease at this point, and needs treatment now? Think about it. So let's say you are a high school or a college student. You're trying out for a football team, track team, whatever. You go for the physical, and they run your biomarkers, which indicates that sometime in your future, you're going to have a heart attack. So do you think the government-run schools or the college institutions are going to take a chance on you and run the risk of a liability that you drop dead on the field or something? They're going to let you play? They may if you take the drugs. There's questions here. This death test can instead of taking the toxic drugs or the surgery, it can change the course of life, lifestyle, people's destiny. And powerful organic medicinal sources may be the only thing that you could use to defeat the death test. Think about it. I mean, our body responds, our chemistry responds, our genes respond. We have the power to change our gene signatures just by lifestyle, so we can change the biomarkers. Dr. Marcus Perola of the Institute of Health and Welfare, he says this death test is surely something we will see becoming widespread. End of quote. Oh, boy. So according to Dr. Johannes Kitterin, Finland, he says their next step is to quiet all the ethical concerns about this research. They want to identify some links between the biomarkers and see if people can influence them and avoid future health risks. They want to see if you can subvert this. So this could be the underlying linchpin to kind of derailing their future treatment plans for everybody that's out of the womb to the grave kind of thing. So just look for that. Oh, by the way, that research in Finland was published in Polos Medicine, if you want to check it out. So we've got this biomarker security being built into medicine, and we need to be aware of it. And some biomarkers are not supposed to be off kilter to begin with and could be messing us up. So according to one study in 2007, PubMed.gov published it, the biomarkers which are off balance could be oxidative stress being caused by that, That can also cause inflammation, okay? And is recommended by researchers to do more vitamin C foods, lycopene foods, some more tomatoes, you know, the Mediterranean diet. Get rid of that problem. So oxidative stress can bring on lots of disease, heart disease, diabetes, neurological disorders, cancer. So beef up the antioxidants is what they're saying. And also you want to use foods that have lots of minerals and vitamins and phytochemicals or photoalkaloid chemicals and help your biomarkers balance so that medicine will leave you alone. The Mediterranean diet's awesome. Try that. No cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Lots of olive oil, omega-3s. Easy to switch to that if you're currently eating the American way. You can switch to the Mediterranean. No problemo. So, eating healthier foods can change our biomarkers, get rid of the oxidative stress. And you can also use your supplements, but don't use synthetic ones. Use organic ones. Use whole food supplements. Get rid of the GMO synthetic stuff, and you'll protect yourself from a myriad of diseases, including the oxidative stress and, of course, the new biomarkers, crystal ball medicine problem that is about to hit everything in healthcare. So if you do your natural plan, you can derail their toxic drug plan, basically. So cleanse and nourish the system. And you help those biomarkers stay within normal limits. So get the toxins out and put the nutrition in. It's the cleanse and nourish. It's really simple, but it's effective. So if you're looking for the information and the tools to successfully cleanse away toxins, heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, all that stuff, which can mess up your biomarkers, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They've been in the cleansing business for like 16 years plus, and you can cleanse with some really good organic herbs, and it's very effective and works. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Get a free catalog. They do have a nutritional supplement there that's powdered, water-soluble, throat and juice, a smoothie. It's called Body Food Mix. Covers your vitamins, minerals, amino acids, plant proteins, and protect those biomarkers, basically. So that's the nutrition, the cleansing. Immune boosting is also available. That's what they specialize in as well. So check them out, thepowerherbs.com. Get a catalog. And if you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, sign up for the newsletters. They're totally free, and they go out each and every week. Lots of empowering information for you that you can share with family, friends. The American Survival Newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want one tomorrow, sign up today at thepowerherbs.com. By the way, it's only via email, so it's not a printed hard copy that's mailed snail mail. Sorry about that. But if you have email, you can get one by signing up, thepowerherbs.com. Just click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for free. And thepowerherbs.com is the address, a toll-free number. If you don't want to do internet, get a catalog, give them a call, ask for one at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you don't have a touch-tone phone, just hang on the line, and a customer service will pick up, and they'll take your information. But if you do have touch-tone, listen to the prompts and leave your information on the catalog hotline. And that way we'll get one out to you ASAP, first-class mail, and empower you. That's what it's about, empowerment. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm out of time. I can't believe how fast that hour went. I'll see you next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.